Hello, and this is Bryn. Welcome back to Bits of Bryn. This is episode number 67, and I hope that you have been well. It has been a while since my last podcast. I've been so busy with the holiday seasons and the sickness, of course. I really could just kick my immune system sometimes, but I am so glad to be back in front of the microphone. Don't worry, I haven't pod-faded. In my absence, I have been on udders.com. Doing lots of little mini podcasts. It was supposed to post to my RSS feed, but it didn't really work all that well until recently, and then this awful thing happened with my cell phone. So you probably haven't heard them. A couple people heard them. They're on udders.com. I'll put the link. If you are listening to the iTunes enhanced version, you can click on the link right here. For those of you who are listening to the MP3 version, you can go to udders.com, that's UTTERZ.com, and you can search for Brianna Joy, BRIANNAJOY, that's me. If you aren't familiar with Udders, it is sort of like a community blog where you can do instant blogs, like little posts, or you can send in pictures or podcasts, just little mini podcasts, all using the capabilities of your cell phone. It's really neat. If you haven't looked into it, I highly recommend it. Udders.com, UTTERZ. It's really, really fun. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I had intended to do a Christmas podcast, but unfortunately I was unable to because I got so busy with doing Christmas stuff. So instead I recorded a Christmas song, Silent Night. It's on my MySpace page, myspace.com/bitsofbryn, B-I-T-Z. And I'm really, really proud of this song. I arranged it myself. I had so much fun just figuring out all the chords and changing it. I really, really like it. So I hope that you will too. It's a little past Christmas, but that's all right. I'll be adding new songs to that pretty soon because we're going to be recording a lot of things over here within the next month or two because my 16th birthday is coming up. And so my goal is to have my album done by my birthday. I'm going right now for a 6-song album. I'm really excited. My father and I are going to really work to put this together. So hopefully that'll work out, and I'm really excited for it. It will be a lot of work, but it will definitely be worth it. So it is the month of January, and what that means is that it's time to send out my packets to venues that I want to perform at during the summertime. As you might know, I had a little falling out with my booking agent a little while back, and so my father and I are now responsible for sending me out to all the venues and compiling the packet and doing everything. I'm really excited though. We have my headshot, and my demo has One More Time, Two-Faced Cowboy, and Arms of a Soldier on it, and we have my updated resume, and we're going to send out my packet to all these venues. Ever since I went to Tour Utah, we've been looking into a lot of different places that I could sing that would be perfect for my genre. I can't believe how many places there are around Utah to sing country music. I'm really excited. So we're going to send out the packets because this is the month to do it. And I guess we'll hear back, and I'm excited to learn how to network and learn what the people on the other side do, the people that actually promote the artist. So it's going to be a really educating experience. We'll have to learn as we go along. We've never done this before, so I'm a little nervous, but it will definitely be worth it because I'll get to learn about both sides of the spectrum, being the artist and promoting myself, which is something that I do have a hard time with because I don't know, I like think it's vanity or something. So I'm gonna learn a lot from this. So I'm excited. And we're gonna send out my packets this month, and hopefully we hear back from a lot of them because I wanna have a lot of performances this summer. So it's gonna be a lot of work, but I'm gonna let you know how that goes, and we're gonna get cracking. So wish me luck, cause I might need it. I'm a little nervous, but it'll be fun. For today's American Idol segment, I'm going to start off with talking about the controversy right now that's surrounding American Idol and the contestant Carly Hennessy. Her audition was aired on Tuesday night, and the controversy surrounding her is that she has already been professional. She, a couple of years ago, she was signed by MCA and released an album. And she was dropped. She didn't go anywhere. And so she auditioned for American Idol this year. Now, the rules of American Idol, state that if you are not signed, then you can audition. And I don't think there's anything wrong with her auditioning because, you know, she just is trying to make it in the music industry. And she hadn't before, so she's just trying again. But what I think the real controversy is has nothing to do with American Idol. But it's a controversy with the record industry. And Carly Hennessy is, she represents everything that is wrong with the record industry, I think. They really have no idea what they're doing. And this girl is proof. A couple of years ago, she was picked up. And they spent $2.2 million on this girl to only sell 378 albums. Now, that is really, really, really sad. I just, oh man, it just breaks my heart thinking about that. I mean, how awful. Only, they made less than $5,000 back. And the label just wasted like $2 million because she didn't go anywhere. And they really don't know what they're doing. I'll tell you. The single that they chose for this girl off of her album, Ultimate High, was called I'm Gonna Blow Your Mind. Now, this song is explicitly about third base, and it's really icky. And they tried to pitch it to Radio Disney and Nickelodeon, which doesn't make any sense. And it was too suggestive to be played on the radio. And so it wasn't commercially viable anywhere. And people didn't like the music video, and it just wasn't being received. And she got a $100,000 advance plus $5,000 a month living expenses for free while the album was being recorded, and a blue convertible, and a limo at beck and call. Now, that is a lot of stuff to get before you've even sold an album. And, like, she saw herself as a rocker, and they wanted her to be a pop princess, but grow into a classical diva like Celine Dion. Now, the record industry has changed a lot in the last 30 years. You can't have a 13-year career like you could in the 70s. Like, Earth, Wind, and Fire were around for 13 years, and then the band leader went on to have an even longer career after that. But in today's world, you are lucky if you get to your second album. And so there's no room to grow into anything. You have to start off how you want to end, because the public is fickle and you don't have a chance to grow into anything unless you're successful. And so I listened to this album, and every song was a different genre. And on the album cover, she had short brown hair, and in the music video, she had long black hair, and they didn't even know who this girl was. The package was inconsistent with itself, and she wasn't being received well at all, and consequently, she only sold 378 albums, and then she was dropped from her label. And did you know that of the thousands of albums released in the United States every year by the five major record companies, fewer than 5% become profitable? She was just one of these thousands of artists that every year that have careers that end before they even start. It's just really, really sad. 95% of the artists that these labels pick up don't go anywhere. I mean, what are they doing that, like, all these people are failing? Such a small minority of the artists that are picked up from the labels actually go on to have careers. I can't even believe it. The record industry has no idea what on earth they're doing. And American Idol doesn't even know what they're doing. Only two out of the six winners have gone on to have commercial success. That would be Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood. Jordan Sparks, the latest American Idol winner, her album, it was a self-titled album, Jordan Sparks. Her first week sales, she only sold 119,000, which is the weakest first week sales for an American Idol debut album ever. And, like, she's the latest one. She should have more PR behind her than anything else. And she fell through. She was She had the worst debut ever. Clay Aiken just completely changed genres because Clive Davis says, hey, guess what? This is a great idea. And it didn't sell well. They really don't know what they're doing. My dad says, what they do is they're only throwing things at the wall to see what sticks. But they really don't know what makes money. They don't even know music. Music has no variety nowadays. A minority of artists write their own material, and it's usually pretty good, but then the rest are given songs written by the very same staff writers. And radio is dead. You can't even start locally anymore. You have to have thousands and millions of dollars behind you and a national hit before you can ever be on the radio. DJs are dead. Now we just have clear channel MCs. Oh, it's just so frustrating because the music industry is just, they have no formula for success. They're just guessing. And like my fears are that, you know, I don't want to be one of those artists that fail because I have a package that doesn't work. So I wanted to be in control of my own career, have my own music, have my own image all figured out. So that way all they have to do is pitch me. They don't have to try to figure out. I don't want to be some experiment like poor Carly Hennessy was. I'm sure she's a really nice girl. And she was just completely thrown away because they didn't even know who they wanted her to be. And so she's auditioned for American Idol. And lots of people are telling me, oh, Brianna, you should audition for American Idol. And you know, I've been really thinking about it. And I'm still a little hesitant because you're not guaranteed success or anything from that. And, you know, lots of people that are just so frustrated, like songwriters, like Taylor Hicks and Bo Bice, are really limited. But then again, artists like Carrie Underwood have gone on to have so much success, and she's even being allowed to write some of her own songs now. And it's a really, really great opportunity. And so I don't necessarily want to miss that opportunity because I'm being a snob, being an artiste, you know. So I really do have to think about it. Oh man, I'm going to waffle on this, but I'll make my decision if I'm going to audition or not. And we'll have to see if Carly Hennessy goes anywhere. And I wish luck to all those thousands of artists that are recording albums right now. And I hope that they go somewhere. And hopefully the music industry will figure out what they are doing. To close off the show, I'm going to play you this little song that I wrote. It's not really titled at the moment because I can't think of a good name. If you have any suggestions, I would love to hear them. I hope that you'll enjoy it, and I'll be releasing another podcast very soon. Over and out. To blame that our hearts right.